Jeremiah chapter 37. King Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, made Zedekiah, son of Josiah, king in place of Jehoiakim, son of Jehoiakim. But neither Zedekiah nor his attendants nor the people of the land obeyed the word of the Lord that he spoke through the prophet Jeremiah. Nevertheless, King Zedekiah sent Jehukal, son of Shelemiah, with Zephaniah, son of Maaseiah, the priest, to the prophet Jeremiah to request, "Please pray to the Lord our God for us." Jeremiah was still moving about freely among the people, for they had not yet put him into prison. Pharaoh's army had come out of Egypt, and when the Chaldeans who were besieging Jerusalem heard the report about them, they withdrew from Jerusalem. Then the word of the Lord came to the prophet Jeremiah. "The Lord, the God of Israel, says to tell this to the king of Judah, who sent you to me to inquire of me. Be warned, Pharaoh's army, which has come out to help you, will go back to Egypt, to their own land. Then the Chaldeans will return and attack this city. They will capture it and burn it down. The Lord says, do not deceive yourselves by saying, 'The Chaldeans will surely leave us.' They will not. For even if you would defeat the whole Chaldean army attacking you, and there were only wounded men left who were confined to their tents, they would still get up and burn this city down." When the Chaldean army had withdrawn from Jerusalem to face Pharaoh's army, Jeremiah left Jerusalem to go to the territory of Benjamin to claim his share of the property among the people there. But as he arrived at the Benjamin gate, the sentry who was in charge there, named Irijah, son of Shelemiah, son of Hananiah, seized Jeremiah the prophet. He said, "You are deserting to the Chaldeans." But Jeremiah said, "That is false. I am not deserting to the Chaldeans." But Irijah did not listen to him. He seized Jeremiah and brought him to the officials. Angry with Jeremiah, they beat him, and they imprisoned him in the house of Jonathan the scribe, because they were using that house as a prison. Jeremiah was kept in a vaulted cistern for a long time. Then King Zedekiah sent for him and had him brought out. The king asked him secretly in his house, "Is there any word from the Lord?" Jeremiah answered, "There is," he said. "You will be delivered into the hands of the king of Babylon." Jeremiah also said to King Zedekiah, "How have I sinned against you, against your servants, or against this people, that you have put me in prison? Where are your prophets now, who prophesied to you, 'The king of Babylon will not attack you or this land'? Now, my lord the king, please listen to me. Let my petition come before you. Please do not send me back to the house of Jonathan the scribe, or I will die there." Then Zedekiah the king ordered that Jeremiah be placed in the courtyard of the guard. Every day they gave him a loaf of bread from the street of the bakers, until all the bread in the city was gone. So Jeremiah remained in the courtyard of the guard. Chapter 38. Shephatiah, son of Mattah, Gedaliah, son of Pashur, Jehukal, son of Shelemiah, and Pashur, son of Malchijah, heard that Jeremiah had told the people when he said, "This is what the Lord says, 'Whoever remains in the city will die by the sword, famine, and plague. But whoever goes over to the Chaldeans will live. He will escape with his life, and he will live.' This is what the Lord says, 'This city will surely be handed over to the army of the king of Babylon, and he will capture it.'" Then the officials said to the king, "This man should be put to death, because he is demoralizing the soldiers who are left in the city. He is demoralizing all the people by saying these things to them. This man is not seeking the welfare of the people. He wants to hurt them." King Zedekiah answered, "Very well. He is in your hands. The king cannot do anything to stop you." So they took Jeremiah and threw him in the cistern of Malchijah, the king's son, which was in the courtyard of the guard. They let Jeremiah down by ropes. There was no water in the cistern, but only mud, and Jeremiah sank down into the mud. Ebed-Melech the Cushite An official in the king's house heard that they had put Jeremiah in the cistern. While the king was sitting in the Benjamin Gate, Ebed-Melech left the palace and said to the king, "My lord the king, everything that these men have done to Jeremiah the prophet is evil. They have thrown him into a cistern where he is likely to die because of a famine, for there is no more bread in the city." Then the king gave orders to Ebed-Melech the Cushite, "Take 30 men from here under your command and lift Jeremiah the prophet up out of the cistern before he dies." So Ebed-Melech took command of the men and entered a room under the treasury in the palace. He took some old rags and worn-out clothing from there, and he lowered them with ropes to Jeremiah in the cistern. Ebed-Melech the Cushite said to Jeremiah, "Put these rags and worn-out clothes under your arms to pad the ropes." After Jeremiah did that, they lifted him up with the ropes and pulled him out of the cistern. After this, Jeremiah remained in the courtyard of the guard. King Zedekiah then sent for Jeremiah and brought him to the third entrance of the temple of the Lord. He said to Jeremiah, "I am going to ask you something. Do not hide anything from me." Jeremiah replied, "Won't you put me to death if I tell you the truth? If I give you advice, you won't listen to me." So King Zedekiah swore a secret oath to Jeremiah, "As surely as the Lord lives, who gave us our lives, I will not put you to death, and I will not hand you over to the men who seek your life." Then Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, "The Lord, the God of armies, the God of Israel, says, if you surrender to the Babylonian king's officials, your life will be spared, and this city will not be burned. You will live, and your family will live. But if you will not surrender to the Babylonian king's officials, then this city will be handed over to the Chaldeans. They will burn it down, and you will not escape from their hands." King Zedekiah said to Jeremiah, "I am afraid of the Jews who have defected to the Chaldeans. The Chaldeans may turn me over to them, and they will torture me." But Jeremiah said, "They will not turn you over to them. Please obey the Lord by doing what I tell you. It will go well with you, and your life will be spared. But if you refuse to surrender, this is what the Lord has revealed to me. All the women who are left in the palace of the king of Judah will certainly be brought out to the officials of the Babylonian king. Those women will say to you, 'Those trusted friends of yours misled you and led you to defeat. Your feet have sunk down into the mud, and they all have deserted you.' They will bring all your wives and children to the Chaldeans. You yourself will not escape their grasp. You will be seized by the king of Babylon, and this city will be burned down." Then Zedekiah said to Jeremiah, "If you do not let anyone know about this conversation, you will not die. But if the officials hear that I have spoken with you, they will come and ask you, 'Tell us what you said to the king. Do not hide it from us, and we will not put you to death. Just tell us what the king said to you.' Tell them, 'I was humbly begging the king not to return me to the house of Jonathan to die there.'" All the officials then came to Jeremiah. When they began to question him, he said everything just the way the king had commanded. Then they stopped questioning him, since no one had heard the conversation. So Jeremiah remained in the courtyard of the guard until the day Jerusalem was captured. He was still there when Jerusalem fell. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.